Uh-oh. Special episode alert.
Special episode.
Oh, who's in the building with me?
Oh, shit.
We are all coronavirused out. We have all the toilet paper, hand sanitizer for your Friday night because you can't go anywhere. Facebook Live. It's BJ and AP.
That's right.
A.K.A. Smutcast. A.K.A. Flyover Media. A.K.A. AP Productions.
We are all over it.
That is...
I've quit using hand sanitizer.
Did you?
I've went strictly to Everclear.
Everclear?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. I think you took a bath in that.
I just kind of lather my hands and then splash it in my mouth.
It cures what ails you.
It does.
So I figure we do a little something special tonight. This will be out on in place of the BJ Rollins Project. I am going to Gatlinburg in the morning. So I'm excited for that one to go hang out with the family.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing.
I'm excited. I'm excited for all of you to be stuck in one room.
Yeah. We all excited for that one. It's good time. So if you're watching Facebook Live, you got questions, you got anything, it's like the old school days, just go ahead and pop them off. We'll read them on here. This is an interactive show. I'm actually breaking the fourth wall because I'm actually put the camera on myself for a change.
Thankfully.
I am rocking the concept hoodie, Pittsburgh Pirates hoodie, or fitted hat with some Asics and sweatpants, if you guys are wondering what I'm wearing.
We were.
Hashtag Craig said, have a good trip. We will have a good trip. I'm excited for that one.
Comments are showing up. Right there.
So, it's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
Those words are complicated. I'd have sung the verse, but I don't know it.
Oh, that's where it's a... I do that.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I just went off the Facebook Live.
So, tonight we were going to be doing Juice, but I think Juice is doing one in his home studio.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Juice.
Yeah.
This is the sixth straight day of doing a podcast, either producing one or being on one this week. Last Sunday we had Uncle Buck's house. Monday we had Tina and Doe. I was a guest on that one, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And then we had Wheeze Nuts.
Wheeze Nuts.
That is a new one that will be coming out. Hopefully next Wednesday is the launch date. On Tuesday we did movie review. Wednesday we did Off the Cuff. Thursday we did another Tina and Doe since I was going to be out of town. And then around 11:30, Buck texted me and said, hey, man, did you drop the episode in Dropbox? It's like, yeah. Somehow Dropbox didn't move it over.
Oh, imagine that.
So I had to drive back over to the studio, get it uploaded. And then today is Friday. So I will not be doing another podcast until... Actually, I won't be doing any next week because I will be out of town and then heading to Columbus, Ohio, I think, Wednesday through Friday.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah,
good times.
I'm excited for it. So
gotta be out driving around with the corona after you.
That's right. I mean, I talked to a friend of the show, and I said, "Well, what's the real issue?" And she was like, "Running out of room."
Yeah,
it's not the illness. It's just running out of room.
It's running out of places to quarantine people, more or less. Right.
That's right. Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said if she goes out of state, she does have to be tested to even come back in the hospital. Not tested, but has to go through certain things even before she's allowed to be around people.
Yeah, I'd see that.
So,
and that the thing I listened to the other day from over in Italy, the nurse, they had pretty much quit testing the nurses and the doctors if they have it because they need all of them on all hands on deck. And if they test and find out they have it, they have to quarantine them.
Yep.
And so they're not even testing them.
So I told mom that. I was like, hey, the governor said that you need to make sure that you stay home, you know, like because she's 62. And she's like, we've been through so many virus. She went through like the we've been through so many war speeches.
Oh, yeah.
And she works a part-time job. She's like, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
So, mom, if you get sick, I'm going to take you back and shoot you. And she's like, whatever.
Yeah, you're going to have to quarantine her out back with the dog.
You know she's worried about the health when she brings home a 25-pack of White Castles. She's worried. That's 60-something years old, and you're like, meh.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'll get a minivan out of it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But Facebook is the funniest place right now. It's because so many people were political experts. Now they are virus experts.
Yeah.
So somehow they went back to college real fast and got their doctorate in philosophy of illnesses.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates also stepped down today.
I've seen that.
So they said that. It's more. Some people are like, well, this is what happens. And I'm like,
what?
Okay.
We
so I guess a lot of the people that had were on CEOs and board of directors have stepped down like periodically, like they knew this was coming.
Oh, yeah.
This is back to the whole conspiracy theory. I guess Ian put something up that I read back in October with Bill Gates, how they did like an epidemic, like trial or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I would use my phone, but my phone's over there, so I can't. and the other thing that people are, it's like almost, this is what's pissing me off, is like almost like people are ready to start shooting people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, someone's talking about constitutional, I guess they're not issuing carry permits right now.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah, but it's in small places, like, because they're trying to limit the people that come in, I guess.
Oh.
And they're like, I can't, it's a constitutional right. And one person's like,
oh,
I'll carry if I want to. If a cop tries to stop me, good luck to him. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, is it the epitome of someone just finally wants to shoot somebody?
Well, yeah.
All kinds of weird.
I don't know what this is. This thing here, it says Google this. Event 201.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Google it. It's about Bill Gates.
Let's see. No, not Pornhub.
Yeah, Pornhub's doing the whole free thing in Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
You see they were all singing last night together. They were all stuck in their house. They're singing.
No, huh? Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Let's see here. All right, event 201. Event 201, the John Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise on October 18, 2019 in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public/private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. In recent years, the world has seen a growing number of epidemic events amounting to approximately 200 events annually. These events are increasing, and they are disruptive to health, economies, and society. Let's see, what else? I don't get, this doesn't mean shit to me, actually.
Yep.
This, the only, in a recent simulation, a coronavirus killed 65 million people. In October 2019, a group of 15 business people, government officials, and health experts gathered around a table in New York to plan out the global response to a worldwide outbreak of a never-before-seen and completely fictional coronavirus. It was a training exercise with disturbing similarities in retrospect. Let's see. Okay, so 3.5 hours later, the group finished the simulation exercise, and despite their best efforts, they couldn't prevent the hypothetical coronavirus from killing 65 million people. The fictional coronavirus at the center of the Event 201 simulation, a collaboration between the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Okay, already named all those people.
Because he just stepped down from that place, yeah.
It was called CAPS. And it started with pigs in Brazil before spreading to farmers, not unlike how this one reportedly began with animals before spreading to people. Let's see. It affected all people across the globe within 6 months. And by the 18th month mark, it had killed 65 million people and triggered a global financial crisis. So, yeah, I don't know. Just another conspiracy theory.
Well, here's another fucking nutbag right here. Ian's not a nutbag.
Oh, yeah.
This fucking guy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I know a lot of people like him. Friends of mine like him, but I think he's adding to the mass hysteria. So he's basically, right now, to all the police agencies out there suspending their processes of license to carry handgun during a declared national emergency, thank you, we just give me more justification for my constitutional carry legislation there it is. Next, I think I said it first right the first time.
Criminals, it kind of sounds like prostitution.
Criminals don't get a LTCH. I don't know what that is. license to carry. Okay, yeah. And now innocent people that are able to protect themselves and loved ones during it. See, that this is what I don't understand. Like in Italy, there was not a bunch of people being murdered over this. This is creating mass hysteria right here. What he's doing. He's basically saying this, either obey the law and be defenseless or defend himself and loved ones. Like,
How did it go? I thought we were talking about the coronavirus.
That's what he's talking about. This is because of this. So like I was saying, so all the police agencies out there suspending the process of a license to carry because people can't go in because they're trying to limit the amount of people that go in police stations so they don't affect the police. Like, because you have to go into to the police station.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of stretching it a little bit. I'm all for guns, and I'm all for people having guns.
I am, too.
I mean, I'm also for, like, trying to stop fucking a bunch of people from dying, you know?
Well, the,
by not spreading, you know, potentially spreading this, you know what
but
I mean?
But this is what causes mass hysteria.
It is. Absolutely.
And he is a elected official.
Yeah, well, they're all fucking retarded.
There it is.
You're not supposed to say that word anymore, are you?
No, because he's without knowledge. Ain't that what it means, or is that ignorant?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm half retarded myself.
So, and then he puts his little clothes. Like, he bothers just the shit out of me. And then he's got some of the replies that he gets, and just, like Facebook is just...
Dude, I literally don't even read shit anymore on Facebook.
I've been reading.
Like, I just scroll it to waste time. But I literally don't read anything. If there's a picture or a meme, I stop and read it.
I've been basically reading Chris Fangles, Jim Lucas, and then the rest of the people that can't take care of their family, but somehow they have this crisis solved.
Yeah. Well, there's one person that annoys the holy piss out of me, and it's not who you're thinking. I'm not going to mention their name, but I do not understand how they have so much time on their hands.
I
literally don't get it.
You know who I want to see debate each other? Our boy Dead Man Miguel, who I love, and then Matt from Highly Inappropriate, who I love too, right?
Yep.
Because Dead Man said something about, where's your stocks at now? And then Matt said something right below him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my popcorn.
Dude, it's like, I love Dead Man, don't get me wrong. But he's like some other people that I have on my friends list or whatever it is, whatever it's called.
Oh, this is going to cause a problem.
But, oh, is he on here? Oh, Sue's on here.
Sue, we love Sue.
So here's my issue with, I really don't care what side anybody's on.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm looking out for me, right? And that's why I don't post. That's why I don't post shit on social media like that, right? I mean, I post stuff to promote myself and promote my businesses. Right?
I don't even do that much anymore.
I have to, but it's like I scroll down through here, and it's like, you know, like I said, it don't matter if you're on like this side or you're on that side. Like, both sides tend to do it, and it's like they only post the bad shit. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, and like, say something like, I don't know, bad happens, right? And so, or in their eyes is bad. So they post about that, right? Well, then if that situation turns around, they don't post about it. But then if that situation turns back around, they post about it.
Well, that's what Jim does. Jim's like, talks about people. Sue, thank you. It's AP, the original Smutcaster, and yes, my wife is great. I appreciate it. What up, Chad? I'm doing very, very well. But what Jim does that bothers me is, like, someone walks to the gas station, they try to rob it, and the gas station attendant protects himself. No problem with it.
Uh-huh.
But when 15 people get mowed down in California, not a word said.
Yeah.
You got to cover both sides of it.
No, exactly. I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, it's so like, I don't even like social media anymore. Like I literally, if you're posting something, I'm not reading it because I'm not on social media to hear your political opinion, you know, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Throw a recipe out there at me.
Yeah. Throw me some, you know, let me see a good cheesecake.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, you know, the greatest thing about, when an epidemic happens like this, you know, the one thing I really use at this moment in time,
what?
My white privilege.
How so?
So, it just makes me laugh. I just want people to
Sue. I like your coronavirus jokes.
Yes, but during this time is like I already have, and then the preppers are coming out. Like I told you.
Oh yeah,
I told you.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. Yeah,
and I'm just like, yeah. I was like, I have me. There's myself, there's you, and a few other. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You have the guns.
Yeah.
I have other things. We're fine.
Of course, I guess if shit hits the fan, you know, and everybody starts going crazy, we'll need guns. But I don't think anybody's going to turn into zombies from the coronavirus.
I have a van we could turn into the A-team van.
Oh, yeah. And I know how to weld.
It's double side doors.
Oh, yeah.
So we can just,
yeah. We could throw some, yeah, man, we could really support that and really bulletproof the hell out of that bitch.
What up, Bohol?
Bohol,
dead man loves you. Be nice. No, we're always nice to him. We had a good time on my birthday.
Oh no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he does it. He posts stuff. I mean, he's like everybody else on social media. It's just I actually just saw like a post from him earlier. It's the only reason why it popped into my head.
I'm a big fan of facts.
Yeah,
of facts. I was talking to Cav or whatever, and Cav was like, "We're all going to get it."
He's like, I mean, yeah, there's
pretty good chance yeah. of it.
I mean, and, you know, we said this earlier on the phone, you know, so, you know, they're closing all these schools, you know, of course, spring break. I mean, we're on, technically, Greenwood's on spring break right now, yeah, right? So we got spring break for the next 2 weeks. Well, so our school's closed. Well, Center Grove, they are supposed to go to school next week, but they're not going to. They've already called it, right?
So they're using the vouchers?
Well, no, they're going to do e-learning. They're completely 100% set up to do e-learning. So next week is a complete – they still have to do school, so it's a complete e-learning week, right? So, you know, my thought is – so we're closing all this stuff down, right? We're not playing games anymore. We're not in – totally understand. Totally get it, right? That's kind of a bad example. But so you got all these people home from school, off schools, spring break's coming. People are going to get fucking bored. People are not going to stay at home. So they're going to go out and it's going to spread and it's going to be, I mean, I think that if it's going to get worse, it'll be in the next 2 weeks, you'll see it skyrocket.
Yeah, they said it will. I mean, but here's the only thing. The other thing was, don't know if this is true or not. This is just hypothetical. I've read in like four different articles that he knew about this well in advance, but Trump wanted to keep it quiet. The numbers infected quiet because he thought he would help us fall.
No, election. Not necessarily. Actually, the thing that I read. He actually had brought it up and said something about it way back when they first kind of, you know, getting leaks that something was happening in China, and he wanted to do something about it then. And I don't know if this is a left or a right thing. I don't know, but he had said something about it and he wanted to get ahead of it. And they talked him out of it saying that it wasn't going to be that bad. And so, you know, and of course, that's when everybody jumps on, oh, well, he didn't want, you know, he waited too long. No, not really. He wanted to do it back then, but whoever said that it wasn't necessary.
I think it's Kellyanne Conway.
Well, and the thing
is, she looks like she's had it for a while.
She does. She looks like she got the HIV. but, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, And I know, every president's like this. It's not just Trump. I'm not defending him in any way. I'm just saying that everybody blames the president, but you know he's got other people that are telling him the president's a puppet. Well, they always have been.
Here's the other weird thing about it, though. NBA players, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to get NBA players, two teams tested, and we can't get tested for anything. Any of the other people tested. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Utah and those guys got fully tested.
Well, because I think they had to, though, because one of the guys tested positive.
But none of the other people.
Before, I think.
You're supposed to be quarantined before you get tested. Like, you're supposed to be quarantined for 14 days, and then if you show the symptoms, and then that's how, because there wasn't enough access to test.
But I thought it was, but I thought you got tested, like, as soon as you felt like you had something. Because it's, if you, what is it? Not maybe, because I know it's 14 and 21. Like, if you're sick and they quarantine you.
Everything in the stock, I don't know.
All the vodka. Yeah.
Let's see right there. You get some of that cheap Skull vodka.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
your hands,
man,
will be clean.
Dude, that shit will take the rust off a bumper.
I used to drink that Skull vodka.
Oh, we did too, man. We used to get a 1.75 liters of Kamchatka vodka, oof, when we were in college for $10. And drink it like it was, I don't even know, Alizé or some shit.
What is this stuff? Oh, this is just more like.
What's was that a grocery store?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that dude looks shut down.
Yeah, that looks like maybe
that's the deli, isn't it? I wonder if all that's open food.
Maybe.
Like, you know,
fruits.
Yeah, like prepackaged stuff.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't seen shit like that, though.
This is pretty good. This 19-year-old Zion Williams is going to cover the salaries for, he said he's going to give like $100,000.
Yeah, that's,
and then,
what's his name?
Cuban did too.
Yeah, Cuban.
And then Blake Griffith said he's going to give $100,000.
Really?
Yep. So those people that are out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Disney World
closed. This is one of my favorite memes.
Yeah,
Disney World closed, NBA closed, NHL closed, Major League Baseball closed. My job. See you tomorrow.
We ride at dawn, bitches. That's one of my favorite ones. That's a baby.
That's shout out to Denny, Denny and Jamie. That's your baby they had.
Oh, is it?
I don't know which wife it is. I get confused.
I do too.
So I just like going through. People are panicking already, trading sex for food. It's crazy. Anyways, I just got a contact.
We could do a whole episode just on the memes from this shit.
Yeah. This is a great one. What's out there, Dad? Ignorant son on a scale I've never seen before. Someone said, are you left or you right? And I was like, no, I'm critical thinking.
Yeah.
They're like, what's that mean? And I was like, I actually try to figure everything out before I react. Yeah. See?
And just like that, walls and border security mattered to Democrats again. The results are in. You did not need three cases of toilet paper.
Shout out to Steve.
What is it with the toilet paper? I don't get it.
Because they think they're gonna have to be at home that long, so they're gonna run out of toilet paper.
You gotta shower.
I know. So I saw someone said if they have to, he would say? He would basically was talking about waffle stomping.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday.
It's shit in a, you save yourself some time. You just shit in a shower and waffle stomp that shit down the drain.
Happy birthday to Ryan Culberth. He's been on some many Facebook wars with Jim Lucas. So this is just how I spend my day. It makes me feel better about myself because I go through and look at how people are reacting. Oh, this guy.
Yeah,
TC Ian, check if you haven't seen him, check him out. Like he's a very smart, intelligent person. I've talked to him a while, but he always has some interesting facts, and it's not like crazy cuckoo stuff.
Some of it is. I hope he's on here.
I don't know. I can check.
Come with me if you want to shit.
You know what movie that's from?
I'm guessing Oh, the one with the animal?
No, it's Commando.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one with the young, I can't even think of her name. Airborne virus, no diarrhea, makes no sense. What up, Mike? We are just in for it all. It just makes me laugh. I have no idea. And the funny part is when people are
Merlin.
Read that one.
Oh, COVID-19 safety tip. Large families are at an increased risk of exposure. Try to isolate loved ones in pods and feed them hot dogs through a hole.
Oh, Lord. So did you see Biden curse at the construction worker?
No. Somebody was telling me about it, though. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know the context of any of it or anything.
Had to do with, you know, gun control, of course.
Did he actually say AR-14?
I don't know.
Because I saw a meme yesterday, and it was the guy, it was the construction worker holding his new gun, and somebody had put like a sticker or something on it that said AR-14 and gave it to him.
Some people just, they really think people are going to come get their guns.
There's no way. It can't, there's no way that could happen.
It's just fear mongering. They're going to come get your guns. I'm like, really?
I got to find the, I'm exited out of the live thing to read that, and I can't find it.
So basically, we're here to give you some tips on how to pass the time while you're in your house.
Sex.
Two things are going to happen out of this, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to see some kids being born, right?
Yep.
Or, so there's no sports, no leaving the house.
Yep.
So we're going to end up with a high divorce rate, because now
you think so?
Husband and wife now have to talk to each other.
Yeah, but it's starting to get warm, and that means the wife's going to start wearing some short shorts around. It's going to get your little winky excited.
Okay. After that 5 minutes is over, you have to talk.
You don't have to.
How many projects, Mike? Hey, AP, are you gonna finish the bathroom?
Dude, I just tore our bed apart and threw it away a while ago.
The one upstairs?
Yeah.
Did you buy a new one?
Not yet.
So you just sleep on mattresses?
Yeah. Well, we have like our box springs are not like box springs. It's like a almost like a foundation in itself. So
a box spring and the foundation are the same thing.
Well, I guess comparing it to our other bed, because our other bed didn't have like the metal part.
It didn't have rails.
Yeah, it didn't have rails. It was like the bed, like it was built in, right? It just had like wood slats that went across it. Well, so our box spring, I guess, because it's Sleep Number. Mm-hmm. Is actually this real thick, hard plastic boxes. And so you more or less can use it as like, you know, your bed frame or whatever.
Doesn't it have like little gaps on the side though?
No, I mean, it's a solid piece.
No, well, I was talking about like when the mattress is in there, there's still like a little.
Oh, yeah.
We had one of those beds like that. And I always felt like shit just got lost down there.
Oh, well, that was the reason why I tore it apart. Hang on a second.
Yeah, he, AP just stepped out just for a second. There's a bathroom right there. Look at him. He's back.
Oh. Yeah, no. No, my dog puked on the side of the bed.
That's what I thought it was. I just didn't want to say it.
Yeah, and so I like cleaned it up, right? And then, you know, I pulled all the sheets off, and like he did it right on the side, right on the corner. And so I ended up like taking our whole Sleep Number bed apart, and then I realized that it went like all down the inside of that crack, right?
That's awesome.
And so then once I once I had the bed off and I saw the underneath side of our bed,
inside of that crack, right?
I was like, oh, hell no. This thing is disgusting. So I tore it apart and fucking threw it away.
That seems like something you would do. Now, are you going to build a new one?
Or
are you
I don't know. She's been she's been saying for a while she wanted like a new style. And so I was like, after I saw how what it was like underneath and behind our bed, because the problem with that bed is you have to take the entire bed apart to be able to even pull it out and move it to be able to sweep under it.
Mm.
And so, like, I mean, I've did it, you know, I mean, several times since we've lived there, but, you know, just with life over the last year, like, I must have maybe only done it once.
Have you thought about bunk beds?
I have.
Or a loft.
I thought about building onto the back of the house and building my own room.
How'd that work out for you last time?
Not well.
Because you kind of had your own room.
Yeah, I did. But, so it was like, so I finally, you know, after just, I mean, how it was built was just asking for it to be dirty. There was too big of a gap around the side. And, you know, we have animals, we have a dog. And so hair falls off, it gets down in there. And if you don't pull that bed completely apart, you can't clean down there. So I finally, after pulling it out and knowing all the issues and shit that my kids have, and, you know, mm-hmm. wife's been sick for like, what, 3 months now, if not more.
She started it.
Yeah. And after I saw that, I was like, nope, I'm throwing it away. And so I just tore the whole damn thing apart and threw it in the garage, wait for heavy pickup day.
That seems like your MO.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I'm to the point where I don't know if I really wanted something nice, I could just build it.
Yeah, we built that table.
Yeah.
That just went in the trash.
Yep. Sad day.
Yep. I blame Juice for that.
Well, it is. Well, he's the one that did it, so.
I know. He wouldn't have a kid and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's overrated. So one thing I did want to talk about was, on a fun, cool note, did you want to talk about the project we have possibly coming up a little bit?
Yeah, we can, since we got some people on here.
Yeah.
So we're actually about to put out a GoFundMe for this little project, mainly because when I kind of initially had the idea, it wasn't, I mean, I don't want to say it wasn't going to be that big of a deal, but it in terms of shooting and editing, it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. And then I kind of had a couple phone conversations with some people, and it went from, you know, a short 10, 15 minute video to a full on documentary. And, so
I never agreed to it. Do you ever notice that?
Well, I didn't give you the option either. So
what up, cute?
So, I mean, More or less, what we're doing. I don't know if many people have heard about the Safe Haven baby boxes, but a family member of mine actually is one who makes those boxes. And there was just a group of high school seniors at my high school that raised the money to have one of these boxes put in my hometown, right? So, as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, crap, okay. Because I've been trying to do this video for like 2 years now, right? And so this opportunity kind of came up. I reached out to a couple people and got the okay to do it. And then I ended up having the founder of Safe Haven Baby Box call me. And I kind of had a, you know, 15, 20-minute phone conversation with her. And after talking with her, I decided that the best way to do it would to be to do a full on documentary. What I didn't think about at the time was how much it was going to cost me out of pocket. And, you know, with me being new to real estate, new to, you know, a lot of different things, I do not have the extra cash laying around to be able to spend on this. So
you know, I don't.
So what I'm what I'm hoping to do is, and I know it's a pretty big feat, but I'm looking, we really need at minimum $4,000.
Yes.
I mean, which when doing a documentary isn't shit. That's so, people don't make documentaries for $4,000. But the way I've got it, the way I can set it up and the way I can film it, I think I can do it on $4,000.
Yeah, because and the cool part about this, like we started Smutcast and then we started Movie Review. But before that, when we first originally met and started hanging out, was we were trying to do video stuff, and like some of the coolest things we done was like our promo videos, other videos,
yeah,
and what. But this is something that's actually going to be a great positive message to get out.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's you. I mean, you see it all the time where they find a newborn dead, you know, in the woods. Because, you know,
or dumpster,
or somewhere, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I don't know the situation, you know what I mean? It could have been, you know, a drug addict, could have been, you know, just somebody who was scared, you know, who didn't know that they had other options, mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of feel like, I mean, without having the stats right in front of me, just through a feeling, you know, I feel like that's a lot of it, is they are scared. They don't know what to do. They don't know their options. They and so they last minute, you know, freak out and not really thinking straight, and they dump it. They dump a baby, you know. I mean, they know it's going to die. I mean, I'm sure they probably hope somebody's going to find it, but most of the time they don't. And, you know, the thing with these safe haven boxes, man, is it gives you that anonymity to be able to give up your baby and know that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and nobody has to know it was you.
Yep.
Right. And I mean, on the face of every one of these boxes is a phone number, and it's the phone number to the Safe Haven baby box. It's their line. They have a phone line. They have two counselors that work around the clock. And if both of them are busy, the phone call goes straight to Monica, which is the founder of Safe Haven Baby Boxes, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so they can talk to them and try to talk them out of giving up their baby. Try to, not, I don't want to say talk them out of, but try to calm them down. You know, let them know that, like, you know, there are, you know, there's programs, you know, that will help you afford this, right? And so, and, you know, if but they have to make the phone call. You know what I mean? I mean, the phone don't just ring, you know, whenever they put them in there. But
it's not like DoorDash.
No, it's not like DoorDash.
This phone doesn't ring.
No. So, like, you know, we've had a Safe Haven law in effect for a long time, but it's still that face-to-face contact that they think that really scared people away. Because, you know, I mean, nobody wants to be thought bad about, right?
No.
And so the whole baby box, you know, is trying to help with that, that you know, that anonymity or whatever to, you know, so you can give your child up and know that it's going to be safe, know that it's going to live, and you know.
Yeah, and then with the contacts that we have, we're going to be able to tell a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to shine a light on something that's happening that most people don't know what happened about.
Yep.
And I think that's what documentaries are supposed to be for, is to show something like, wow, I didn't know this was going on.
Yep.
And then instead of being on doing other things with our time, I think this would be something that we can look back and say, hey, look what we did.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because we've done so much. We've done so much since 2016, really.
Yeah, I mean, we have. And you know, this was really... You know, as far as you know, me and you, you know, I don't want to say building a career, but, you know, as far as us, I guess our progression, you know, towards maybe having a career like this one day.
I mean, you're sitting in my seat that I sit. I'm sitting in yours. Now I'm editing. And now, like, when you came in, I was like, hey, look, what about this idea? So instead of being having ideas, and, like, even you were like that a little bit, and then, you know, with the help of, like, Sproles, big influence. Moy, yeah. I think Sproles and Moy were a big influence.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they're like, yeah, you guys are fine.
Yeah.
Except for Sproles, like, I don't know if I can be on here. We didn't know we were
doing. For good reason. We didn't know what we were doing. Yeah.
But now we can carry a conversation by I can carry a show by myself and talk for a half hour and be okay with it instead of flipping out. My last show, I think, was pretty funny. That was probably my favorite one. I like having guests on. But I've been able to work with a lot of amazing people. But I think with this GoFundMe, it's going to show that, like, it's something for people to believe in because it comes back to a child.
It does. And
we're not doing a music video. We're not trying to do a movie.
No, man. I mean, this is trying to help a cause. And, you know, I mean, we're not, we're literally going, this is for free. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to make any money off of this.
And we're both parents.
Yeah. And you go on their website and you read some of these stories, you know, and I can't remember who I was telling this to the other day, but I was like, I don't cry. Like, I don't know if there's something wrong with me.
You're not me. That's fine. Go on.
Or if, like, I mean, I tend to, you know, I like to figure things out, right? And I like to understand why certain things happen, right? So if something happens, then my mind, instead of being sad, you know, and, like, you know, I guess living in that moment, my mind goes to, well, why did that happen? You know, why did this person say this, or why did that person do that? You know, so, like, I guess I'm never really in the moment because I'm always, like, five steps ahead.
Well, there's a Twitter account, Rex Chapman, University of Kentucky. Remember, he played NBA.
Yeah.
Rex Chapman. He's like, he has this thing he does on Twitter. He's like, this is the Twitter content I'm here for. So, like, today there's this dad whose son died at 16. He was an organ donor. He got a bear today from the person who got his heart, listened to the heartbeat, was put into a bear.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then it just,
yeah.
I just lost my shit. I was just,
well,
and that, blubbering.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, and so, like,
the old me would have been like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's like, and something that really kind of made me say, okay, this is what I need to do. I was reading some of those stories, and I was actually reading the story about Monica, the founder. And, like, I'm at work, like, you know, I run heavy equipment, you know, I mean, I'm around, like, men's men, you know, like, that's the dudes that I'm around, right? And so I'm sitting here in my service truck reading this article, and I am bawling like a little girl. And I'm like, what is going, why is this water coming from my eyes? I don't understand it.
Those are called emotions.
And after that, I was like, okay, we got to do this. You know, because I think I'm a good enough, you know, storyteller visually, you know, to be able to put this in perspective for people and let them know, you know, that this is a big deal. Like, you know, me, you, and Sproles, you know, had a conversation last night about it. And, you know, we kind of said, you know, for every... You know, like every five people that hear about this, kind of, you know, is like one baby saved or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I don't know what the numbers would be, but I mean, because you got to think, like, if five people know, well, then 10 people know.
Yep.
You know, and if 10 people know, well, then 20 people know. You know, so then it just grows and grows and grows, and, you know, I feel like we can tell a good enough story to where, one, it's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to have good information in it, and it's going to want to make you, you know, tell somebody.
Yep.
You know, tell somebody else about it. You know, hey, have you heard about these baby boxes? You know, I mean, and when they first started, there was some controversy, but it was, you know, total BS. You know, because they're legit. I mean, these boxes are
first started,
are built, they're maintained. you know, and they don't fault. I mean, there's, and you know, for one, most of them are put in fire departments.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's always somebody there
because people used to drop them off at fire departments.
Yeah. Well, the safe haven law, like that's why, like I mean, you see like those signs. I can't remember what they say.
Safe place?
Maybe.
Well, safe place is for many different things.
Yeah, I can't think of what the hell it says on it. But like, I mean, you can drop them off at fire departments, police stations, hospitals. I know those are just the top three. I know I can't think of what the other ones are. But you know, but then that's face to face that people are afraid of. You know, because they're afraid they're going to see him, then their name's going to get out, and then, you know. But, you know, I mean, but that goes back to the, you know, why having these boxes is a good idea. And, I mean, and there's a lot of negativity, you know, from people, but most of it's because they're stupid. You know, and everything is in black and white to them. You know, there is no gray area. You know, mm-hmm. it's like that, you know, they say, well, they just shouldn't have sex. Well, yeah. Well, we also shouldn't eat McDonald's, but they sell a shitload of hamburgers every day.
We also should wash our hands.
Yeah, and when people don't. People take a shit and don't wash their hands. It's fucking pink eye. But anyway, so we're doing a GoFundMe. Yeah, we just haven't got it out there yet.
Doing a GoFundMe, and we'll be doing that for, and we'll have that up, and you know us, we'll have other things, videos. And,
oh, yeah.
One thing that's cool about this one, we're going to be offering, we're still figuring out, like, if you actually do a documentary and things like that, you can actually offer different guests.
Sponsorship roles. Yeah, I mean.
One of them is to get to hang out with us for a day.
Yeah.
For certain people, it'll be a different amount of money.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think right now, I mean, I am really leaning towards an executive producer and producer credits. For sure. But I mean, those are going to be pretty pricey. Because I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
I mean, you know? And our goal is to shoot this in 4K.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, all the money that we can raise will literally go to, equipment rental, you know, production costs, transportation costs. We are traveling from more or less one end of the state to the other. Mm-hmm. We're trying to limit the amount of travel just so we don't need that much money. But we're kind of worst case scenario here. And you know, worst case scenario, it's about $5,000. Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, it's $4,000, regardless. So, but yeah, I mean, all that money will go. It'll go to rent equipment. For, you know, post production, costs, you know, transport, I mean, you name it, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, it's not just, you know, put up a camera and start shooting. You know, there's, you know, multiple cameras going at one time. There's lighting, there's sound, there's, you know, there's a shitload of stuff that's got to be paid for. And
do we need some interns though?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
That'd be great to get some people like, hey, can you carry that camera over there?
Yeah, no shit, right?
Because every time you pull, like when we went to Summer Bash, we had like three hard cases and suit backpack. And,
oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a, I mean, I personally will be, you know, bringing all of my equipment as well as still having to rent some.
Yep.
So, gonna need every dime we can get.
I'm excited for it. It's something that's gonna be very challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've done we've been able to, like I spoke about it earlier in the show, like all the shows I'm producing, and my goal is eventually to get into some other things to make some money. I know what I need per month just to stop my job.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like my job that I have. It's just that if, and I did talk to Repo.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna meet with him. So
oh yeah oh good good yeah
and because our because like my goal is to eventually just create content, but like just tonight, first time I did Facebook Live since Mudcast.
Yeah.
And then we have our first, I've involved in April 10th at
Raintree
yep doing that one with those guys. So, but I mean, being able to do a lot of cool things, but behind the scenes is where I like to be. But I think now being behind the scenes is more fun.
Oh, it is.
But then again, I just like to prove when me and you get together, we're still the best in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Like people think that they're the best and the funniest, but your tired jokes get old after a while. But the question is, can you evolve? And I think that's what the way I look at it. Can you evolve?
Yeah.
Like, can you take, are you going to keep like doing the same shtick the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, we started with that snowball and now where we're at, we've talked about it a million times, but I'm still trying to evolve in what we're doing.
Oh yeah. No, I get it, man. Yeah. I mean, it's this was just the next step.
I think it had to be. In my mind, I know this sounds bad. It almost makes me feel like legitimate, right?
Yeah.
Because, and it's weird, is because when you come from a comedy, you know, show or trying to make people laugh a lot, like, it's legitimate, but it's not as legitimate as something,
something serious.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've done serious shows and I get it, but I'm just saying it's something like, it's just not like, hey, it's 45 minutes of a podcast and we post and people listen to it. Right. Yeah. This is something that's going to be very difficult, very trying, and a lot. Yeah. And you know,
yeah. And there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of criticism. There's going to be, you know, hopefully some praise, but I would say
I'm used to criticism now.
Well, I am too, to a certain extent, but it's just the point that, like, you know, this is a passion project and, you know, and not that, you know, the SmugCast wasn't, but it really was just different.
It was like all of a sudden you learn how to change the oil in your car.
Yeah.
And now you're getting to the point where you're like, can take the whole engine apart, put it back together.
Yeah.
So you learn something you love to do and then you just kept evolving and it's like, so I can do this now. Let me see what else I can do.
Yeah. And that's, you know, everything that I've ever really done has kind of more or less.
What? My hand. Did you see it?
Huh.
So I this is what I've been doing. It'll show up here in about 3 seconds. Blah, 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 blah. Yada, yada. Look how important I am. Ha, ha. I'm going to laugh. Watch my right hand. Oh, boop, beep, doop, boop, 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 boop. This is why I don't like this out of my comfort zone, because normally we would have different cameras. So, yeah. But I just figured, because I miss the fans. Like, I miss these where people leave comments and not from an arrogance point of view.
Yeah.
But I had someone today. Well, shit. I can't pull it up.
What is it?
Give me just a second. Actually, I'm going to pull it up because. Oh. Said low battery. I didn't charge my. I didn't. I've been not charging my phone. I don't know why. Seth's been working third shift, so I haven't been. I've been sleeping on the other side of the bed.
Oh shit!
It's closer to the TV.
Ah,
good. Where is? Do you not check messages on here?
On what? Instagram?
Yeah, from a computer.
No.
Well, that's interesting.
Should be on. I don't know.
That's weird, isn't it?
Because usually it's on the main feed.
Yeah. So I was going through looking at that one. Shout out to Dyke, Harder Brunch. I was on that show. Awesome. Two Fingers in the Chocolate Fountain. I told that story about Moy's wedding reception that we had.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was talking to one of our, I hate to say, is it bad? I hate saying fans. Is that bad?
No.
I just don't like it. Sounds weird to me. I want to see if they're on here. Catch the Short Bus. That's pretty good. And also Josh Boyer, My Backstory. It's pretty. Check that out. Tina Doe, Uncle Buckhouse. Check that out. I'll just pull it up. I think I still remember her name. Like, we looked at it right before we were talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to, I'm not going to give out her Instagram name, but I was talking, she's a fan of ours through Roller.
Yeah.
So she's a fifth grade teacher and she's also a coach. She sent me a message about some of the stuff that I said, and it was pretty cool to hear.
A little bit of a looker there.
No comment. I don't comment on our, on fans. You can, cause you're not on the shows all the time. So have at it.
She's a cutie.
I
dig it.
Jesus Christ.
I said dig. I didn't say, well.
No, I was thinking to myself.
I hit it.
I was thinking to myself, hey, I'm going to give her a shout out. Like, she followed the show from, you know, Roller, you know, from being on his show, found out who I was, and then come over here, right?
Yeah.
And start listening to Flyover Media. And then now you just basically said she's a hottie.
She is.
Oh, I can't wait for that message to come through. Tell him I said thank you. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. I'm not good with women. You know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I am. You know I am.
Yeah, I know.
But I just.
It's a lie. It's a complete lie.
That should be our. Still should be our album cover right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Uh huh.
I just realized, like, my social media is garbage. Like, I don't even really do anything. But this was still the greatest thing. I wish you were here for
Oh,
that.
I know, man. I watched it the next day.
I watched it so much, and people are like, is that? I wonder if that's it. Nope. Man.
Oh, that's weird. You can't check it on.
I mean, I'm signed into it. You see it.
Yeah, I know. That's just weird that it doesn't.
That just shows the stories right there.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's weird.
I know, because I was like, hey, I want to check my messages. And
yeah, I can't believe there's not a way to check messages. That doesn't make any sense.
Because there's tag, there's save, there's the TV, and then there's the post.
Yeah.
And then there's.
Go to the feed. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's not it.
What do you mean go to the feed?
Go to the home there.
This?
Yeah. See, I can't believe it's not. What's the one next to that? What's that one?
That is basically the locations.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. That's Discover People. And then I click on my photo. So, and I still have an unread message in there, and it's not showing up.
Huh.
I have unread messages in there.
That's weird.
It's weird, wild stuff.
Click on, never mind.
That's right here.
No, say click on the Instagram word, see what it pulls up. So, no, never mind.
Mother trucker.
Hmm.
See, I thought it was like down here somewhere, but it just says privacy jobs and everything like that. And
huh.
There's nothing over there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this photo.
Oh, wow.
This is from Chris Spangle, Southside Myron Aldi. Wow.
That's crazy. That shit's empty.
Panic at the Costco. I don't know. I mean, if I miss a few meals, I'll be okay. Like, no one has to worry about me if I miss a few meals. I'm just letting you know that.
I mean, you're going to serve me well.
Yeah.
I'm eating you first.
There's a lot.
You're like Kobe beef.
There's a lot of stuff. I don't know. You might end up like sick to your stomach or something.
I know. I'll be high.
Yeah, you will. Why is he drinking his blood for?
Weird. I heard there was some left in it.
Sucking. Just what it. What was it? Like when smokers, like there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother. They quit smoking. He said he's quit chewing on your nails. He's like, I'm trying to get the last bit of nicotine out of my. So what else do we have? Anything else do we have? We 28th, right? March 28th, Wave 1.
28th.
So we'll be live again March 28th at 11 a.m. We will be downtown at Wave 1 Studios. Thanks to Juice for the birthday gift. We're just going to do an hour. We're maybe having some special guests coming on there. I don't know. But that will be another what we call a special episode.
Yep.
Just like this one, where we jump in and do that one. So yeah. I'm excited for that one. And then, besides the documentary, not a whole lot.
No.
I mean, we got a whole lot, but
yeah,
I got the new one, like I said. So it's a lot of shows. I'm trying to figure out. Well, we got the comedy show, and then we got the regular list of podcasts coming out. And then the virus will not stop us from putting out shows.
Yeah, that's right.
If anything, we're going to be quarantined. I'm going to be quarantined over here. He has a hot tub.
Dude, if we get quarantined here, like, it would be a fucking party. Like, we'd probably just die.
Well, all we would do is we have stuff to gamble.
Yeah.
We have TV. We have a hot tub.
We're going to need way more alcohol, though.
For you guys. And we have a studio.
Yeah.
Go live every day.
Yeah, no shit.
Just sit here and wear the same clothes every day.
Yeah, screw the clothes.
Be like,
I'm going naked.
Be like, no food day two. The natives have grown hungry.
No food day two. We finished off a fifth of vodka this morning.
Somebody was eating the turds out of the litter box.
Oh, we do have cats. We can eat those bitches.
And they are some.
That's how all this shit started.
Yeah. They're some plump ones, too.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, here's a question.
Sure.
How do you get IMDb credits?
You have to sign up for an account.
Oh.
I think if you sign up for an account, and then you have to be, it has to be recognized, I believe.
Huh.
Why?
I'm just trying to figure out how to get an IMDb credit.
Yeah, we need to do some more videos. I think that's when our happiest is when we do a video and then put it out.
Of course. That's why I think this documentary is just going to be a huge, win for us.
Well, I thought about doing
personally.
I thought about doing a weight loss documentary, but then I realized I do not want to exercise.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then I want to change my diet.
No.
So it'd be like day 40, I gained 5 pounds. It might be like most riveting one, but it'd take like 10 years to do.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, some of those documentaries were like,
Half of it's going to be in 4K. The other half's going to be in like 12K by then.
Yeah. Like, some of those have been like so many years apart when they're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. You have anything else?
I don't think so.
Any self promotion you want to do?
No. Just follow me wherever. Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, AP Productions, Flower Media, Aaron Powell, Berkshire Hathaway, Instagram. I think it's just Aaron K. Powell on there is my real estate. AP Productions on there. You can always follow my Smugcast profile. I'm the AP.
I'm going to be switching mine up.
Are you?
I think I'm just going to switch it over to Flyover.
Well, you know that I had I'm the AP way before I ever started Smugcast.
Yeah.
That was my original Instagram.
No, I know, because and then that's where the AP came from.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because you're like whatever, and then you're like, I do have AP on my Instagram. I was like, let's do that.
Yep.
Because I was always the BJ. You're the Aaron Powell.
Yeah, because I mean, buddies since I was in high school have always called me AP. Because I had, for the longest time, I was always Powell. I mean, you always call everybody by the last name. And I was Pal, and I had one of my buddies that always called me P. He would like, what up, P?
See, that's what people understand about Southern Indiana. Like, we just cut everything down.
Oh, yeah. And I think it really kind of started with him because, whenever he'd see me, he'd go, hey, P! Like, hey, P. And I think everybody thought that he was saying AP, and so then they just went with AP.
Fucking Southern Indiana. You can catch, obviously, Flyover Media. I always have my Instagram. Actually, I don't even do the social media thing at the end of the show anymore. No one ever sent me an email.
Yeah.
But make sure to check out Flyover Media. Once again, the schedule is Monday is Juice in the Morning, BJ Robbins Project. Tuesday is Tina Doe. Wednesday is Movie Review. Thursday is Off the Cuff. Friday is Uncle Buck's house.
Yeah.
And Weez Nuts will be coming out.
So when's that?
Wednesdays.
It's going to be on Wednesdays?
Yeah, because I don't care why, if they come out on the same day my shows. It's not about me.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, I'm psyched to hear them. I haven't heard any of their shows yet.
I keep meaning to put them in your Dropbox.
No, that's fine. I don't have room anyway.
Can you have two Dropboxes signed in on two different devices?
No.
So if
I'm. You would have to go back and forth between the two.
So like if you had my Dropbox on like how I have it here on my,
I mean, I could sign it for another account, yeah.
But I pay like $15 for the big one.
Well, but that's yours.
I know, but most of it's all it is podcasts.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but it doesn't. Regardless if it's if it comes from yours or not, it's their link to as two separate. Mm. So just because you have whatever 100 megabytes or whatever 100 gigabytes, like I still only have like I don't know, like I think I got like six.
Well, I kind of meant like Netflix, you know, logins to, yeah. to different accounts.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I could do that. Yeah, I could, 'cause I could log into it on like my laptop or something.
Yeah, I have the business one, whatever yeah. that means. It's like $15 a month.
Yeah.
Because it kept saying when we updated the
Dropbox full.
No, it said like your memory on your computer's full, and it was because iCloud all of a sudden tried to dump everything on my hard drive.
Oh.
And I was like, no. Yeah, no.
Hell no.
So I deleted like so much stuff off the yeah. because that's all I use the Mac for.
Yep.
No, I appreciate coming on.
Hey, yeah, not a problem. I'm glad I could come.
So, no, I'm excited. We're excited for the, check out the GoFundMe. Obviously, check out the podcast. Check yeah. out Flyover Media. Of course, people are showing up now. Right, we're about to end it.
I know, right? I'm hoping to have the GoFundMe up by the time this comes out on what Monday?
Yeah,
Monday. I'm hoping to have it up by then.
And we got to do the video.
Yeah, we got to do a video for it too.
But I'm out of town.
And I'm leaving. Yeah, so I am too. I leave Sunday. Be back Tuesday.
Yeah. It all depends. See if I don't know if we're going to go out of town tonight, tomorrow or not.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't want to. It's just the whole time. I'm the worst traveler. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm by myself, I'm cool.
Yeah.
But if it's like, hey.
Can we stop? I have to pee.
No, it's like, it's like 8 a.m. and it's like, all right, let's get up and you guys want to take a hike? I'm like, no.
No, I do not want to walk.
I'm going to go out and, you know, just stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is like, hey, we're going to go to the outlet mall. I'm like, we have our own outlet mall.
Yeah. Yeah. Why go do shit?
Now, when we're in the Bahamas or whatever, I get it because it's a different country. They have different things, handmade, yep. whatever, yep. supposedly handmade.
Yeah.
But then it's like going to Gatlinburg. It's not like you're going to Venice, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to like, you know, a certain place. You're going to a place where flannels and Crocs and, you know.
Yeah.
How many button-up shirt, short-sleeve shirts am I going to see?
Oh, geez. Over under 30.
And then how many fleece jackets am I going to see?
Oh, that's, man, that's, yeah. I'm saying... short sleeve button ups.
I don't think they're Crocs. I think since it's a little bit colder, I think we're going Skechers. I think they're going to be wearing Skechers.
Yeah, I'm going over under 30 on the button up short sleeves, fleeces. Oh Jesus! I mean, I'm putting the over under at 150.
How many Karens?
7,000.
I had a Karen the other day where I actually yelled at her and I felt bad.
It's all right. She needs it. She's been used to yelling at managers.
We were at Puerto Vallarta, and it was just me and Steph. Got the queso. Yeah. You know, I got my shrimp tacos.
Yeah,
I love food truck tacos, but I just love like shrimp tacos, fish tacos. I love them. And she got like a nachos supreme, right? And she's complaining about it, the way it looked or whatever. And I'm like, dude. And she's like 330, right? Like, I'm a big dude too, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't like the placement of where all the stuff is. It's supposed to have more jalapenos and just complaining.
Yeah.
And the four people went over to the table, right? And people started to notice. And I was just like, nice move, Karen. She was sitting this far away from me, and I clapped. Steph's mortified.
Oh man!
Fuck
those people. It's,
I know. Shout out to Shane, Casey, Ivan,
Flavor in your ear,
Matt, and Mike. Thanks for joining us. We're going out to one of my favorite songs. I think this is a pretty good song to play right about now.
Yeah.
It's a throwback to Alice in Chains Rooster from MTV Unplugged. I hope you guys have a great Monday. I hope you guys survive the plague. I am BJ. I will see you kids next week.
See ya.